Pete Dudley, the Essex non-league doyen, talking Essex grassroots football on radio, in print and online, also webmaster of the unofficial Essex Senior League website, joins me now. We're talking Essex Senior League today, but before that, you've been watching Brentwood Town taking on Chelmsford City in a pre-season friendly today. How goes it over at Brentwood?
Good workout for both teams. It's really hot out there today. Chelmsford just had that edge overall in the game. Finished 3-0 to Chelmsford.
And the Chelmsford playing a completely different team in either halves,
they did, yeah.
Okay, so
I mean, once both teams got into their stride, both Chelmsford teams, they were a little bit too strong for Brentwood. But Brentwood did give it a go and did it the post twice. But Chelmsford had a lot of chances and managed to win 3-0. And both teams had a good workout, which is really what all pre-season's about. So
yeah, now I mean, it's a bit difficult to work out how things are going to go for each team this season, but you'd hope for a better season from Brentwood this year, and after the way Craig Shipman sort of finished things at the end of the last.
Exactly. They won the last four games and survived quite easily in the end. So you'd think that they've got some good players in that squad who gave Chelmsford a bit of problems at times, but. They won't come up against a team as strong as that in the Ryman North. There's no way. And Chelmsford are a strong team.
So. I mean, Chelmsford, they've got to be looking to get promotion this season because
they were
so close last season. And there seems to be, with the takeover sort of rumbling on in the background as well, and the squad that Rod Stringer's put together, especially Sam Besant. Did he play today? Sam Besant playing goal for Chelmsford? He's the, of course, the brain tree.
I can tell you, because I haven't got the squads, but I did have the squads. Both keepers the Chelmsford keepers didn't have a lot to do today, unfortunately. But they got both teams in either half. I mean, that shows the depth of squad they've got at the moment. Not saying they're going to retain all of those players come the start of the season, but they do look. They do look decent,
Now, ESL, where do we start? a couple of new and returning names. So let's start with Great Wakering. Yeah. So they find themselves back in the ESL after last season's relegation.
Yeah, they're confident of an instant return. But it all depends on that. I think they'll be right up there, no doubt. I mean, they've got a good squad.
I mean, have they retained a lot of the squad that they had from last season, or has it sort of been a complete?
It's hard to say because they're keeping the cards close to their chest. So it's like, well, I haven't seen them this pre-season yet. Only early days in pre-season, but I reckon the backbone of that squad will probably still be there. So. They will definitely be one of the ones up there challenging, I would have thought.
Now, the other couple, a new name but a familiar team, Woodford Town 2017.
Not to be confused with the other Woodford Town.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about them, because they're a new name to start with.
They were Haringey and Waltham last season, they've had about six names in the last 7 years or something. Basically they've taken over the Haringey and Waltham name and sort of, it's Tony Everly is the manager there now, ex-Brentwood obviously, and Wadham Lodge, and he's brought a few of his old Wadham Lodge boys back as well, so it's like a reunion.
Do we know anything about them really going into the season? Because I was looking up them online yesterday and it's sort of started with a completely blank slate, so
I don't think much of the Haringey and Waltham team from last season. I mean, they finished bottom with minus 82 goal difference, so I don't think I have many of them in there. He's brought in a few of his boys from Wadham Lodge from when they're two or three years ago. I saw them play May and Bakers in a friendly last week, and going forward they look rapid, very dangerous. Probably had a still bit of work at the back, but They looked okay. May and Bakers actually drew with Basildon, and they drew with Ilford today as well. So, and they beat them 4-1. So, you know.
So, yeah, so as a sign, as a guide.
But, I mean, 4-1 was a harsh result on May and Bakers, but they were fairly good up front with Woodford Town, so.
And the other new name then is Hackney Wick.
Yes,
is a new name, and that's rather than a rebranding. It's a combination of teams, isn't it?
Well, Hackney Wick are in, only in their third season as a club, and they were playing in the Middlesex County Division 1, which is like step 8, just 3 below the senior league. They've taken over London Bari this season, and I watched Hackney Wick play Wednesday night against another new team, AFC Southgate, who Spartan South Midlands League, and yeah, it was finished 6-3 to Hackney Wick. It was not much defending going in there, but they've got majority of the London Bari team, and the London Bari manager is now Hackney Wick manager.
Yeah, and sounds like from a management point of view, from the very top of the club, though, it's very ambitious.
Yeah,
Hackney Wick, aren't they?
They unfortunately have had to leave the borough of Hackney, which is where they didn't really want to do. But there's no stadia to senior league stadia to play in Hackney, so they've had to. Well, they're probably going to be ground sharing at Clapton, which is where London Bari were. So they're pretty much just a change of name, and they've gone in there and taken it over. And interesting to see how they do, though, because obviously much will be, look, they'll be well looked at, I would have thought. So,
but we could, well, we are currently missing a big name from the start of the season, a big name from the Constitution, Ilford. Tell us about that, because this was a sort of, was this rumbling on in the background, or give us a sort of summation, if you can, of what's actually happened.
This particular, the reason they were voted out, was unpaid fines and fees, which have been hanging over them for a month or two, apparently. The league gave them a deadline. They tried to help them as much as possible, which is what the league have said, and they didn't meet the deadline, so they put a vote to the clubs, and they were voted 18-6 to be kicked out, which that's quite a big majority. So they were voted out of the league and not put in the constitution. And of course, Ilford have appealed, saying they've paid the fines now and the fees, and there were reasons that they couldn't pay it before.
Yeah, they were saying the ball changed in the last season, didn't they?
Had a takeover towards the end of last season, and there was a lot of, and there's an admin, not all the admin was covered or something. But you know, I think personally, it'd be a real shame if they're not in there.
I mean, they're one of. I'm talking the age of Ilford as a club. They're such a historic club, and you go to their ground and you see when they were right up there. They were a big club in their day, and it'd be a real shame.
They'd be right up there this season as well, because they've signed some really good players. I could see well that the league have got to rules and stuff, and they've got to look to making a stand. But it's a tricky one. I can see it from both sides, and I get on well with Fenny as well at Ilford, and you know, I enjoy watching them play. So it'd be a shame, really, because they would definitely be one of the teams up there this season.
Well,
so,
have you got a feeling of what could happen? I mean, I suppose it's all up in the air. Well, I mean, the FA can make some real left field decisions sometimes. Don't know what's going to happen.
You never know the FA what's going to happen, but I mean, they've had the appeal heard a week or so ago, and it's just awaiting the result of the appeal now, and we'll hopefully get it done, because the fixture's got to come out soon. So I really don't want to say which way it's going to go. I would like to see Ilford in the senior league.
I mean, if they don't get in the senior league, that means they're going to be a club just floating on its own for a year.
Take a year out or something.
But I would see the club must survive, I would think, in between. It's a club that has such a long establishment that it will exist in one form. But as you say, it would be a shame. New faces at familiar teams as well. There's a new man in the hot seat at Barkingside, as things stand. Yeah. And it was a little bit of a surprise, wasn't it, to see Gus leave?
I was surprised when I was given the news, like Gus had resigned. He'd obviously had enough, or something happened behind this. You just don't know what goes on, that's the thing. He'd not done too, and I think last season it was a shock to them that how tough the senior league was going to be, because they honestly thought they'd be a lot higher up. But that's a really tough league when you if you don't do your homework on it. I'm not saying he didn't, but it looks as though they found it like a bit more of a struggle than they thought they would. And I don't know, maybe he just felt he didn't want to carry on. And they've got a good replacement, though.
I mean, this new guy, he has experience of the division, doesn't he?
Yeah, Michael Wolfe, who was a Clapton manager, couple of years ago. He took them to sixth in the league. He was assistant at Stansted last season with Mark Ashford, and they did reasonably well. But he probably feels like he wants to get his... He wanted to get back into management, because I'd spoken to him a few times, and he was saying, I need to find a management again. And he's got management there. Good side to be manager of as well, and he's got a good squad. And I think they'll do pretty well this season, I think. So.
Now, the FA Cup draws were done yesterday. ESL sides entering in the extra preliminary round. We've got debuts in the cup for Warden Lodge and West Essex. I noticed that the FA missed... I think they didn't mention West Essex making their debut in the competition, but Warden Lodge were. No Woodford in it, though. Is there anything that catches your eyes? Because Ilford are actually in the draws is the most...
Well, that's one for the court mark. Ilford are in both draws. I mean, it'd be very interesting to see what happens if Ilford don't get a bit in the senior league. Because
technically they are still a side who could play in the competition.
You have to be step five, six, or... Well, step five or six to be in the cup, and step five, six or seven to be in the VAR. So they won't be that step for them getting the ceiling, because all the other leagues have had their AGMs already. So I don't know. It'll be an interesting one. There's some... one tie I saw in the VARs was Tower Hamlets against Hackney Wick. And that's on Friday night as well. That'd be a sort of inter-borough derby, the two boroughs going against each other. That'd be a good one. I'm starting my run at Great Wakering against Sporting Bengal in the VARs.
Yeah,
because obviously Wakering are back in the VARs this year because they got relegated. So, and the cup will be Holbridge against Ipswich Wanderers.
I mean, do you reckon we're looking at anyone having a good run in the FA Cup? Because the FA Cup has been traditionally it's been a struggle recently, hasn't it? No one's really gone anywhere.
I'd like to see.
And there's big money. There's big money, isn't it? It's £1,500 if you win. And not least to mention when they start, because it starts the 5th, 6th of August, which is the start of the National League season, certainly. Would the ESL started by then?
The ESL starts a week before, July, yeah. Because the FA Cup always used to be the second weekend in August. But then the FA, in their wisdom, decided to move it to the first weekend in August, so it makes everyone else start a week. So some step five leagues have got stuck a week earlier, because otherwise the first competitive game of the season will be a cup match, which isn't really ideal. That's fit. Yeah, I mean, some teams will probably play on the Friday night, so 4th of August. But yeah, that starts really early. The VARs doesn't start till September.
I mean, we're looking at the VARs. As I say, that was completed yesterday, the first and second qualifying round draws. No Romania in it, no Woodford, no Clapton, no Takeley. Do we know why?
Because they probably got buys to further rounds.
Oh, okay, all right.
Because some teams get buys to the first... a lot of teams got buys to the second qualifying round, some first round proper.
Yeah, and certainly...
Woodford Town probably wouldn't be in it because of the...
For the same reason they're not in the FA Cup, that they weren't established in.
But Romania, Clapton and Takeley would definitely be in it somewhere, I would have thought. They'd have got buys to... I know Holbridge's got a buy. A few teams get buys to the second qualifying round, so...
I mean, did you think there's anyone going to impress this year? Because actually, the last few years, there has been... I mean, Bowers went on a great run the year that they were promoted from the Essex Senior League. Holbridge recently have had good runs in the VARs. I mean, it's a competition that's dominated by the Northern League sides, but could you see anyone having a good run in it this year?
You know, Wakering, if they can get a good run going, could maybe have a good run, because obviously they're probably coming down from the FA Trophy. I mean, you know, the Trophy doesn't really give them a chance. The VARs gives them a good opportunity to get quite a long way. I don't know, there's Red Bridger probably going to be quite decent this season. They could maybe have a good run. There's many teams. But the thing is, I mean, with some cup runs, you need a lot of luck as well. Bowers had their fair share of luck getting to semi-finals. But, you know, that was an amazing achievement. But I don't think there's a standout team in the senior league this season. I think it's going to be one of those seasons where there's going to be lots of teams have the chance to...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Over the last few years, we look at someone like Haringey and Waltham, Bowers, they're sort of sides who have have walked the division almost over the last year. So you see it being a lot tighter at the top. Who do you think, someone like Southend Manor, who did so well up until the point that it was decided they weren't going to apply for promotion? Yeah. I mean, they did so well last season. Yeah. Is that the sort of team we're looking at?
They had a really young squad last season as well, and it was a lot of their players' first senior season. I think they kind of burnt out towards the end as well. It coincided with their not being promotion thing. But they are, well, they want to give it a go this year, and you can't rule them out. The thing is, there are so many. Someone's like, I've been asked for my top four so many times, and I just can't give one because I just don't know. It's so competitive. It's going to be so competitive this season. There are probably half a dozen to.
I mean, there's teams like FC Romania who you don't know what Romania is going to turn up and whether they can sustain it over the full season.
I know Basel United have said that if they're in the hunt come October, they're going to try and apply as well.
Yeah, because last time it was under Craig. Gillian, wasn't it?
Craig Gillian and Lee Connor, yeah.
And they didn't apply, and that sort of all that led to the breakup of that team, didn't it? And there's new guys in charge.
Well,
isn't
Lee Connor's now the chairman, and he had a chat with the owner, and they agreed to this. If they're in a hunt come October, they'll go for it. So they've got to have a good start. But yeah, Lee's over there. He's trying to get youth. He's trying to get the youth sorted out. And then he wants to promote youth over there and stuff. So. That would be an interesting one to see how they do.
And the wheels of progress are moving down towards this level of the non-league pyramid. Do we know what impact, because the Isthmian League restructure is coming in 2018-19. Yeah. Mm. Do we know how that's going to impact the ESL this coming season? Or have we got any news of the restructuring around that sort of division?
Well, there could be two teams promoted this season. Potentially, which will make it very competitive up there, and up to four could go down, because there might be a new step six coming in to bridge the gap between the Olympian and the senior league. So it's going to be carnage.
I mean, because certainly in the Isthmian league, it's only going to be, I think, the bottom teams going down, isn't it? I think there's going to be a reduction because as they try and fit another league in the middle,
there's going to be another league, exactly. Yeah, another step. So. Yeah, it's all going to change. It's going to be exciting. I mean, it's certainly going to make this season's league very, very competitive.
So,
some teams thinking this is our only big chance to get.
So, is it not then? Do we not know in what way the promotion will take place in the Essex Senior League? Then, well, obviously, we've got promotion for champions, but are we potentially looking at a playoff situation or top two go up? Or would you just?
I think the top two may go up, and maybe we're talking points, because. You always get this thing at the end of the season where you get points per game. So, third place may have a chance, but I think with the competitiveness of the league, that's not gonna be good enough. So I think it will just be the top two who get promotion.
Now, if we want to stay up to date with the Essex Senior League and all the other local non-league football during the season, where can we find you, Pete?
Twitter, I'm at Ped1980, and the website that I currently run, which I can never remember the address, is Sorry.
You switched from Pitcher Row, didn't you? So
well, I was at Pitcher Row, but Pitcher Row was getting a bit of a nightmare. So I'm currently at it's www.leaguewebsite.co.uk/unofficial ESL.
And that's the website if you want to go to, if you want to find out the latest going on in the Essex Senior League. That Twitter address again then is?
At PED, which is PED, 1980.
And I'm sure you'll see Pete around during the season, plenty of publications online and on his other radio work as well. Thank you, Pete, for joining us today, telling us all about the Essex Senior League.
No problem. Thank you for having me.